You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, join the 100,000 plus fans in the official Cleveland Browns fan club, the Browns Backers Worldwide. It's free to join the biggest organized fan club in all of sports and includes team shop discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences. To join, visit brownsbackers.org. That's brownsbackers.org. Been asking you all day, number four, do you want to take the best quarterback on your board or do you want to take Sammy Watkins? And it's interesting, the opinions that are coming out. Matt Miller, NFL draft scout for the Bleacher Report, was on with us. He has Bridgewater number one overall, Watkins number three overall, and feels that the gap between Bridgewater and the other quarterbacks is significant, and the gap between Watkins and the other receivers, although he says it is a deep class, is massive and very significant. Lance Zierlein, a guy whose work I respect very much out of the Houston area, says today that he thinks that Watkins is one of the biggest wild cards at the top of the draft and feels that if Blake Bortles doesn't go first, he falls out of the top seven altogether. And the only quarterback he sees going in the top five is Teddy Bridgewater. In fact, to our Cleveland Browns. But we wanted to hear from you. We'll keep this interactive. You've been tweeting up a storm, and I would say right now it is a landslide in favor of Sammy Watkins at point. A landslide in favor of Sammy Watkins.
It's the combination of the excitement factor, the dynamic factor, the picturing him across from Josh Gordon factor, and it's also the safe factor. There's a thought that this is safe, where conventional football wisdom says a wide receiver picked in the top five is as unsafe a pick as you can make.
Right.
They don't make that kind of impact generally. It's not right away, at least, but there is that concern there. But for the fans of the Browns, it's all in on Watkins because they just don't feel good enough about the quarterbacks to go there, about any of them. And I think that's making a strong statement that you're going receiver over quarterback because you're also factoring in that somehow Josh Gordon had this historic, unbelievable season with as bad a quarterback situation as any receiver could have.
And people need to remember, of the guys that everybody cites, well, Calvin Johnson, A.J. Green, Julio Jones, only one of those three had a 1,000-yard receiving season as a rookie. A.J. Green, the only one. So it is not, granted, you want Calvin Johnson on your team, you'll take Julio Jones on your team, you want A.J. Green on your team. But those guys also got to come in and be the guy. It's not typical that you are coming. Julio Jones had Roddy White there and certainly cut into Roddy White's production when he was playing at a high level. But that's really the only one where there were the two of them working in concert, which makes it interesting.
And I think the Gordon factor is huge in the popularity of Watkins because it's the pairing idea. If it was just about Watkins giving the Browns, say the Browns had no Gordon and nobody, then there'd still be a level of excitement. I think it's much higher because of Gordon.
And it's also going to be, it will be difficult, and this is going way out, and this is just something that pops into my head, but it would be very difficult to pay, if Sammy Watkins is as good as in everybody's mind that Sammy Watkins is, very difficult to pay Sammy Watkins and Josh Gordon long-term on one team. You're seeing what's happening with Eric Decker, who's not even on the level of a Josh Gordon, and their inability to pay him as well with, of course, Demaryius Thomas there. But we do want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. We've got Justin in North Dakota. Justin, what are you doing at number four?
Hello, gentlemen. Love
how you doing?
Show. Helps
right,
keep me sane. Oh, I'm great, man. I've never been more positive about where the Browns are going.
Good, me neither. I like it.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think there were the two stooges, and God bless Haslam for getting rid of them. At number four, I would love, and I think it would be foolish not to trade down. I got to admit, the draft is so deep that you can pick, you know, if you're going to bring in Sammy Watkins, you don't know exactly what you're getting. And you can't have two of the highest paid wide receivers on your team and still resign a Josh Gordon and so on. I would love to see us trade down. Now, if you can get Evans and the other receivers, you know, it's a deep class.
Sure.
Now, Evans is a big guy. Now, he's a good blocker. In this system that we're bringing in, this offensive system. You need a good blocker on that side. You want to target Josh Gordon. And I would love to see us trade back, get an extra second, third-round pick, and pick up not the best player available. I know that the catchphrase is don't draft need, draft the best player there. But this draft simply is so deep. I'd love to see us trade back. I'd love to see us be able to get a quality wide receiver or quality offensive lineman or two in the late first, second round. And, you know, when you bring in a quarterback in our situation, I'm a big fan of Brian Hoyer. And the main reason is because he sat behind a Tom Brady, who sat behind Drew Bledsoe, I believe his name was.
Yep.
Now you look at, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. You look at these guys, you know, Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre.
Yes, so Wilson did not.
Okay, very fair, but I'm unimpressed by Wilson. I really am. I think what won them their championship is one of the best defenses in the league.
It did. And thank you for the call. We got a whole bunch of people we want to get to, but we thank you for the call. But I'm not going to go down the line of telling you Russell Wilson. I hear what you're saying, that he maybe wasn't the only driving force, but he complimented a strong support of a running game and that outstanding defense that definitely was the defining part of that Seahawks Super Bowl victory. But Wilson, I want to take umbrage and say he's a good quarterback. I think the Seahawks more than happy to have him. I'd be more than happy to have him here, by the way.
And it makes my point, though. Is he going to be one of the top five in the league? No, but he's in the top half, and that's what you need. If you can have a quarterback that is perennially in the top half of the league, you can win a Super Bowl in the NFL, depending on how you construct the team around them.
Sometimes the best thing a quarterback does is what he doesn't do, and Wilson didn't go outside a framework of what he knew is the plan. He understood it. That's being smart enough to know
It's like The Rock said. You're about to say it. Know your role.
Know your rules.
And shut your mouth.
Stay in your lane.
That's right. Rick in Talmadge. What's up, Rick?
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, good.
Good.
I am all 100% in dropping back and getting an extra couple picks. And here's a great scenario. You get your drop down to maybe 10 or 12, if possible, and pick up one of the offensive linemen, Robinson or Matthews, and maybe double up at 26 and first pick of the second round. There's Evans and Benjamin aren't there, you got Matthews, you got 2 4-3 runners, Cooks and this other guy, Jeff Janis, he's a 4-3 receiver. You could double up on them. Can you see, and I'd like to see us get an Edelman. Could you see a front of receiving core with Gordon, Edelman, and two other 4-3 receivers?
Certainly. It's certainly possible. We'll see how they decide to divvy that up in free agency. I don't know if people are going to want to pay for the money on a Julian Edelman, but we'll see how that goes.
The trade thoughts are great. I'm all for, given what the Browns have and given what this draft seems to offer, this team actually adding picks. And again, I know there will be those who cringe and say, don't give us any more draft day trades. Give us players. I'm saying it with an eye toward all of those picks. If there's an accumulation of additional picks this year,
sure,
used on players, making this team better and doing that. However, I don't know that the Browns are going to be able to execute as much in the way of trading as any because of the nature of this draft, where sitting where you are is going to be probably more prudent for teams than trying to move around.
Right. You're going to have people stay there
for
the value. When we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, we'll take a look at Todd McShay's recently released draft. It was released today, Mock Draft 3.0. We're going to do that. And then coming up at the bottom of this hour, Pete Yannity, the play-by-play voice of the Clemson Tigers, joins us to talk about Sammy Watkins' pro day, which took place today in South Carolina. We'll be back with more right after this.